Today on the podcast for Cultural Reformation, I'm joined by my colleagues, Jordan Cecile and Dr. Michael Thiessen, and we're going to talk about how you can get involved in the mission of Ezra. Well, welcome back to the podcast for Cultural Reformation. As is often the case, I'm your host, Pastor Nate Wright, and I am joined by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Michael Thiessen, and a face that you are probably less familiar with unless you've been joining us for many of our post shows, our Director of Content and Publishing, Jordan Cecile. So Jordan, why don't you say hi to some people who might be looking at your face for the first time?
Hi, everybody. Happy to be here. Yeah, like Nate said, often on the post show, but not often on the main episode, so happy to be here.
Jordan's got a face for behind-the-scenes work, unlike Michael. Speaking of your beautiful mug, how you doing, Michael?
It's true.
I'm great. I'm really looking forward to this show because I hope people get the sense of how well we work together, and 2026 is already booked. Like, it's already full. We're already running. I'm already tired. So we're going to have a rest over Christmas and then get right into it. So I am excited that we're airing this right into the new year so people can get, you know, while we're just finishing up our rest, people can know exactly what's going on because 2026 is a big year.
Absolutely. And for anybody who is sort of new to the program, and even if you're not, just by way of reminder, the Ezra Institute exists to engage culture with the claims of Christ and equip current and emerging cultural leaders with biblical worldview, Christian philosophy, and cultural apologetic studies through print and digital resources, conferences, and training programs, trying to recover a message of redemption that claims all of creation as the theater of God's glory. And what we kind of want to do on the program today is just get right into some of the ways that our listeners, and this is kind of the time of year where we're making some phone calls, reaching out to some of our donors and supporters, thanking them for their faithful support. And we hear a lot, actually, just people really enjoying the ministry of the Ezra Institute and wondering how they can get more involved. So what we want to do, as Michael said, is we kind of want to invite you and tell you about some of the ways you can get involved in the Ezra Institute, how you can join our mission. And we want to talk about a lot of the things that we're just really excited about, quite frankly. Like, we want to talk about these things because we're really excited about what 2026 has in store. And so for those of you who listen primarily to the podcast, that's the main way that you interact with us. I'd like to kind of kick it over to Jordan first. Why don't you talk a little bit about the Ezra Press side of things? Obviously, we've released a new sort of flagship resource for many, many years. The Mission of God was our flagship resource, and it's still there, still available, still world-changing. But Think Christianly dropped this year. So why don't you talk a little bit about Think Christianly, the impact of that on our ministry, and some of the things that Ezra Press has in the pipeline for 2026, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal this year getting Think Christianly out. Joe has been working on that for a number of years. It kind of continued to evolve and expand. And even as we were kind of approaching our the deadline that we had given to him, it expanded even further in really helpful ways. So it was we're really happy with how it turned out. We're happy with how the actual physical product came together. Like, we actually, there it is right there. I'm biased. I think it's beautiful. We actually started working with a new designer this year. That was one of the things in coming on. Not that there was, you know, anything wrong with our existing work, but just
not that there's anything wrong with that.
What? What are you saying, Michael?
It's just, you just pulled a Seinfeld. You made a statement and then you were like, okay. not that there was anything wrong with the other designer.
Just wanted to, I was introduced, actually, one of our board members in Canada introduced me to an excellent designer, Rob Hewitt, down in the States, and he came on the project, did the interior design, did the cover design, and just did an awesome job. And so, like, we're just happy with the physical product. We're really happy with the actual book itself. And so far, the feedback we've been getting has been excellent. People are really excited. And because the thing that's really great about Think Christianly is Joe's thinking behind it. And I think what is really helpful is The Mission of God is such a, Nate, you already mentioned, transformative book, one that changed my theology. I think it changed all of us in how we understand and apply the gospel to all of creation. And then, but one of the things that Joe says is like, well, we're not going to do that if we don't first have the mind of Christ, if we don't actually know what it means to be a Christian. And so this is, it's just such a great book as a prequel, in a sense, to The Mission of God. So it's like, first you have to know what it means to be a Christian, to think like a Christian. And then The Mission of God is, okay, here's the blueprint and the roadmap, but let's go do it. Let's go take over the world. So it's been great. Been selling really well. We've been really happy. We're sold out right now. And unfortunately with our printer, they're delayed just with Christmas season getting stuff. So we have another order of books coming in. We've been selling through those really quickly. Conferences, we've been selling like crazy. So it's been going really well. So, you know, 2025, that was our big publishing thing that we did. 2026, we actually have another few projects on the go. Actually, we have a number of projects on the go, but a couple that are notable that I think will get people excited is we're just in the process of finalizing an abridged version of Mission of God, because that's one of the biggest things that we hear from people is often it comes from the housewife, the person who picking up a 800 page book is pretty daunting, and it is, and it's not the lightest book in the world, both physically and theologically. So it's one that requires a little bit of time and thought. And so what we wanted to do is to take that and condense it down into a much shorter and hopefully a little bit more readable book.
We're going to take all the time and thought out of it.
That's right.
Just get that right out of it.
For listeners of the podcast, you see that, you know, Joe is
thorough,
very thorough. And so we're just wanting to make that a little bit, you know, truncate it just a little bit, right?
And not fully. No,
you don't know what truncated means. You don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's great.
Anyway, so that's really exciting. We're really excited about that. We've also got we're in the middle of developing a Kingdom Living series right now, which we're excited to get going, involving hopefully some of our fellows in that, where we're really wanting to take a lot of the theology that we teach at Ezra about the worldview implications of the gospel, and what does that mean for sports? What does that mean for entertainment and media? What does that mean for education? And try to put these in bite-sized books that people can have and hold and think Christianly about that. Because really, Think Christianly is really becoming the marching orders of everything we're doing. Like, our conferences are now Think Christianly about Islam, and whereas in the past a lot of our conferences were Mission of God conferences, now it's how do we think Christianly. So it's really pushing, it's really kind of the thing that is uniting all of our efforts together, is to help people think like Christians. So we're really excited about that. We're also, and this is, we're just in the process of finalizing this, but I feel I'm confident enough to say that it is going to happen. But right now we are just about finalizing getting The Mission of God in audiobook, which is, I think, our biggest request from people is getting Mission of God in audiobook. So we have a partner in that.
Getting Mission of God into the audiobook is your biggest request for the Ezra Institute. Email
Jace to Seal.
That's right.
There you go. I almost gave his email up publicly.
That's okay.
No, I agree, Jordan. Like, if you're a listener and you just heard that and you got excited about that, we need to hear from you, because it's a major task to do it. But guys, come on. Like, Jordan, you and I we're both listening through different book series.
Yep.
Like, recommending them to each other. And we do it while we're driving, audio books are the wave of the future. Yeah. So we need it.
Yeah.
And Michael can only listen to Harry Potter so many times on repeat.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Hey, there's a whole new recording of that coming
there
out.
Is.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I bought all of it. So yeah. Anyways, it's Ezra Press. We had a great year. Very excited. Great year moving forward. We're looking forward to 2026. We have some other publisher or other projects being worked on as well by some other authors, which we're excited about. And we'll announce those things throughout the year as we're ready. But Yeah, it's looking like 2026 is going to be a great year for the publishing side of Ezra.
Awesome. Now, I know, Jordan, you've been heavily involved in this as well. I just kind of deked in, got recorded a few times and deked out. But Michael, this is really kind of your baby. So why don't you talk a little bit about, if you go to EzraInstitute.com right now, one of the things that you'll see highlighted there is the foundations curriculum. And this is something we're really excited about. And obviously in 2026, we have some plans to expand our curriculum reach. But why don't you talk a little bit about foundations, why you're excited about it, and some of the plans that we have to really help churches think Christianly about all things through curriculum that we're trying to give them in terms of small group resources.
Yeah, let me enter into the position of what one of our listeners might be feeling. So we have people who listen and they give us great words of encouragement. And very often when we're working with our closest friends, they can go into their world as a Christian and all of a sudden having a biblical worldview. And the Ezra Institute, it's going from like 100 to zero with what people know about the Institute. And so building conferences, getting deeper training, all of these types of things, it's like we talk about it constantly. And then someone will go out and say, well, hey, we're bringing the Ezra Institute and we want to partner with them. And people will go, well, what's that? And there's a lot of ways you can introduce people to a biblical worldview. And one of the best ways that I've found as a pastor is through small group curriculum. Summit Ministries was a blessing to our church for a number of years. I would utilize their curriculum with our young adults and add to it. And so we've really wanted for a long time at the Ezra Institute to have a curriculum that people could go and say, I'm taking a small group through this. It's quality. It's foundational. That's why we're calling it foundations. It's like the starting point. This is the structure and direction conversation. This is what is culture conversation. So that when they want to go and work with their church towards building a greater biblical worldview on these different issues, there's a starting point. And so that's what the foundations curriculum is. I'm really excited about it. It's three sessions, video sessions. I think the sessions are so non-truncated with that. I don't want to say dense, but that's because Nate and myself and Joe are all teaching on them. So I don't want to call it dense, but I think each video session can be listened to and then worked. You can work through the workbook halfway through it and then go and listen to that same session again, and then work through the second half of the workbook. So it's three video sessions, but I'd encourage people to take this and make it a 6-week curriculum or an in-depth weekend curriculum. And basically, Jordan said, you know, that Mission of God was really helpful for transforming the way that he thought about the world. This foundational lecture on Christ and Christ's relationship to creation and to culture, for me, puts everything that we do together. So yeah, foundations, it's $175 US because we're selling it out of the US. And that comes with three video sessions, access to three video sessions, 10 physical participant workbooks, which Jordan's put a great amount of work into. Jordan and I went back and forth on that a lot. It looks really good. And I'm very confident in it being a good guide. Comes with a leader's guide. And I think people would greatly benefit from it. So if you're sitting back going, I'm an Ezra fan, but my church isn't, and it's been a long journey, and I still can't get them to figure it out, take a small group through the foundations curriculum, and we've piloted this with four or five groups of people who are non-Ezra friends, like just they don't know anything about the Ezra Institute. A group down in Florida, we did it with a group here in Kentucky, we did it in two groups in Canada,
Minnesota,
we're really excited about it. And they went from, I don't know anything about having a reformational worldview or a biblical worldview, to why haven't we been talking about these things? I want to talk more. That's what it's about. That's why I'm excited about it. And I'm going to morph into the ambassador program that we just launched.
Go for it.
On this date.
Just take the hosting duties right from me, Michael. Go for it.
Well, feel free to interrupt me and say something witty and joyful, you know, but so many of our friends are either donors and friends, and we are trying to understand what is our relationship to our support base. What is our relationship to those people who want to get involved? And the word that came forward is ambassador. We are in this really weird world as a ministry where we serve people, and then at the same time, we need people. And one of the things we haven't done at the Ezra Institute is tried to form like regional chapters or regional hubs where people are coming together saying, I want to bring biblical worldview training to my area. And I want to have enough of a stamp of approval from Ezra. I want to have enough of a calling from the Ezra Institute to do that. And then I want to be supported in doing it. And that's what we want to do now. We would like our donors who are so gracious, our subscribers who are so wonderful, to think about, and this is in relationship to the foundation's curriculum, how can I help the Ezra Institute in bringing great training so that great training is actually serving our local area? And so we are hoping that people would not only just sign up to take a small group through the foundation's curriculum, but friends of ours who would really take the step forward and say, we're going to join the Ezra Ambassadors Network. And on our end of things, Nate and Jordan, what I'm really excited about is this is where we organize. So if we can get five churches out west in Canada, five churches in Southern Ontario, maybe 10 churches in the Toronto area for Canada, or you're looking in the US and, you know, five churches in Phoenix, five churches in the greater Florida area around Orlando. Yeah. You think about these areas, all of a sudden, this is where Nate and I jump in, and we're actually trying to support these networks in what they're doing and what they want to bring in. So I'll just read the blurb and then we'll be done with it. Cause again, we're trying to tell people what we're excited about, but I don't want it to sound too much like an infomercial. The Ezra Ambassadors Network is a community of churches, pastors, and Christian leaders committed to advancing biblical cultural reformation in their regions. Through your financial support or financial partnership and active engagement, that's the key, active engagement, you will help train believers, strengthen churches, and transform culture through the power of the gospel. As we see so many people struggling to have answers for the culture's accusations and attacks, and as we see a great war raging, like think about the war that's raging. Just a few weeks ago, there was a shooting at Brown College of a young woman, and she was targeted because of her conservative Christian worldview. There's a war raging, and that means that we must assess in depth, in a greater depth, our response. If we can have strong cultural hubs where people know that good worldview training is happening, we're going to be serving the Christian community well.
Yeah. And to your point there, Michael, I would just say, I know, you know, Canada is only one of the three kind of geographic regions that the Ezra Institute is planted in. Also the UK, obviously the US. But for those of you who are in Canada, we all know, if we don't have our heads buried in the sand, and we just did a podcast on this, that Bill C-9 is a threatening piece of legislation that will silence a lot of churches. And we don't want fear of man to grip the church And so one of the best ways that we can protect ourselves is not allowing, you know, faithful churches to become isolated and alone, where they become easy targets for this legislation. And so if you can develop a regional hub of like-minded churches who are bold at engaging the culture with the claims of Christ and committed to that, there is protection in numbers, because I think this legislation does open the door for Christian persecution. We've talked about that at length. I don't want to revisit that conversation. But I do think that, you know, like we had hoped for during the COVID era, that if there were churches who said, come get us together, and the daunting idea of having to target multiple churches rather than one isolated church here and there, we think that there's protection in that. And so if you are a faithful Christian, a faithful pastor, you're a part of a faithful church, and you are wondering how Bill C-9 might threaten your faithful witness, part of the way that you can protect yourself and insulate yourself is by developing some of these regional networks, Christian boroughs, we might call them, places where worldview training is taking place, where all of our people understand the cultural moment that we're in and what it means to engage the culture with the claims of Christ. So just as a plug for any of our Canadian friends who are worried about that, this is part of our strategy to help strengthen the church against these things.
Well, one thing, Nate, that I think is worth mentioning as part of that is the online like group chats.
Yeah.
I know that's a big part of it. And you and I have seen in our separate project, Reforming Erddom, where we have our Discord and we have people from all over Canada and the US in it. And it's really awesome to see what community is like when there's that shared worldview, there's that shared purpose. I mean, obviously this is not wanting to reform nerddom as we're doing in that project, but in this, even having access to other people who are like-minded, it's to be able to pray for one another for a specific purpose, to be able to encourage one another in this very specific thing. So it's not even like, yes, the very specific locales is important to have people in that region, but then being able to tap in and access the knowledge, the prayer, and the wisdom of other people who are also committed to that same mission is invaluable.
Absolutely.
So I was depressed the other night, and I just decided that meant I was going to start watching the Star Wars series.
As one does. Well done.
Yeah,
I was just sick, and I thought, I want to watch a whole bunch of bad movies about Buddhism. Oh. And
cut him.
Shows violence. Cut him. Hey, Michael, yes. There we go.
I honestly, like, here's my point. They're rescuing Leia, and their attempt to escape is to shoot a vent and then to jump in it. And the vent leads to the garbage compactor. Now, a few things.
You're treading on sacred ground, but continue.
A few things. Number one, just if you're building a structure, you don't vent the garbage back into the structure. Like, so the very fact that there was a sewer being vented back into the hallway, just completely unrealistic. And then the very fact that they shot their way into it. Here's my point. When we went through COVID and we started Liberty Coalition Canada, one of the things that happened is you introduced yourself to lawyers, you introduced yourself to doctors, you introduced yourself to contractors, construction workers, you found yourself introduced to many other pastors or churches. When Nate says there's strength in numbers, there's strength in realistic understanding of things. And it's the difference between watching a really bad movie, like I just referred to. And I know I'm picking, this is fun. You know what? He dropped the name of your podcast twice, which it will not be named again on this podcast. This is not a promotion for that thing. And then watching like a really technical, realistic movie. And what I'm saying is, Nate, your point was really, it hit home with me. It's really important. These regional hubs, boroughs, introduce the Christian community to people who can train them up at such a deeper and more practical level on the ground than what the Ezra Institute can provide. The Ezra Institute comes in and provides the foundational thinking, some really great reflections from scripture and philosophy. But like I learned so much from Christian politicians and lawyers on the ground when we partnered with them. That's what this is about. And that's why we want these networks, if there's this little glowing area of a regional hub, to be made up of churches, individuals, and Christian leaders. Yeah. I know where I can go to get wise medical advice that is not just going to accept an unlawful perspective on medicine, for that example.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're sitting back and you're frustrated about Leia jumping into the vent, don't be a Leia jumping into the vent. It's just a bad design. Know that there's a better way to fight.
Yeah. Like, well, anyway. All right. I agree with you, Michael. So I was about to take it off the rails and start fighting over Star Wars, but I think our listeners are intelligent enough to know.
I tempted you so much.
If they want to hear that conversation, they can go listen to Reforming Nerddom.
You're going to bleep that out every time.
Every
time Jordan speaks from now on.
That's a good point, though, Michael, because like obviously something that you and I have both been passionate about in our pastoral ministries is creating the kind of Christian community in our churches where these kinds of things happen. And one of the things that excited me about the Ezra Institute, one of the reasons I wanted to take on the work of Ezra in Canada when Joe was looking for somebody to do that as he was moving back to the UK, was I am under no illusion that, Canada is going to be a hard nation to win back. And, but what is going to be required for Canada to be won back and the US to be won back and the UK to be won back is Christian lawyers thinking Christianly about law and Christian teachers thinking Christianly about education and Christian owners thinking Christianly about entrepreneurial activity and business ownership and all of these kinds of things, right? We need to not only preach the gospel, as we say often at the Ezra Institute, that also has implications for institution building and cultural transformation. And so what we hope to do with these regional hubs is maybe you don't have a Christian doctor who thinks Christianly in your church, but maybe there is a church down the street that does. And how valuable is it when you have, people on town council, people who are lawyers, people who are educators, people who are, medical professionals, nurses who can help with some of the elderly people in your church who have not succumbed to the worldly thinking that is akin to jumping into a garbage disposal. So all that to say, yes, and amen. We need Christian community where Christians are thinking Christianly about their vocational sphere so that churches can band together to take back these areas of culture for Christ. So
if someone's already a donor, they're already a follower, you're already a subscriber, the ambassador program is for you. Like, we get it that it might be an increase of financial commitment or a pledge to help raise money. But outside of that, it is a way to honor you, to visibly share where you are and where you're serving. And it is a way to thank you. And it's a way to officially step in. When you sign up, that means you get more on the ground help. And when I say help, partnership, directly from Nate and I. So even if you're a donor, please sign up as an ambassador. And if you've never thought about it before, you want to get a part of something on the ground, join the network.
Absolutely. And so if you'd like to know more about that program, we're going to be talking about it a lot. Shoot us an email. Come talk to us next time you see us at in-person training. But you can go to EzraInstitute.com/ambassador-network. And you can read all about it, or just go to EzraInstitute.com's main page and look for the ambassador program, which is a link that will be very, very visible for you. So go take a look at all that entails. And we would love to partner with some local churches, because ultimately we love the work of the Ezra Institute, but the local church is the hope of the world. And so insofar as we are building up the local church, our work matters. Insofar as we are not, it doesn't. And so we want to partner with you. Let's talk a little bit about in-person training stuff, because obviously our Worldview Youth Academy is one of the flagship training programs of our ministry. And once again, as usual, our Worldview Youth Academy will be running in both the US and in Canada. And so we're excited about that. We have the Ezra Worldview Youth Academy in Canada is running in Port Colborne, where we normally do it at the Rath Fond, July 5th through 10th. And the Worldview USA is running in Gatlinburg, Tennessee at that beautiful facility that you found and claimed, Michael, July 10th through the 16th. This is really, I was a youth pastor for years before I stepped into senior pastor ministry. And I wish that this ministry existed when I was a youth pastor. This would be, you know, instead of necessarily going and taking my kids on a short-term missions trip or something like that, I would raise the money to send my students to the Worldview Youth Academy. There is no better. And I said this before I was a part of the Ezra staff team. There's no better youth training programs that I've ever seen. And I spent 8 years in youth ministry and now 14 years in pastoral ministry. And there's just nothing like it. This is where we take your youth aged 14 to 18, and we give them a robust biblical worldview. We teach them Christian philosophy and cultural apologetics and all of the foundational theology that they need to think Christianly about every sphere of life. And we've watched, you know, we've been doing this enough that we are tracking with our alumni. Many of our alumni actually come back and serve as mentors at the Worldview Youth Academy, taking time off of work over the summer to do that because they believe in the program so much. But I wholeheartedly believe that here in Canada, I'll speak for Canada in particular, here in Canada, you know, the people that we have set up who are changing culture and fighting the good fight in a very hard place to do ministry, many of them are graduates of the Worldview Youth Academy. There's just no better place that you can send your teenagers over the summer. Anything you want to say about that, Michael?
It's interesting you started off by saying you used to be a youth pastor. I look at my face and my hair and I see how gray and pale I am. And I often, probably once a month, kind of wake up dead in the night and ask myself the question, why would you still want to spend a week with a bunch of teenagers and be exhausted by it? And I don't even really have a big belief in specialized youth ministry. We all know this. Part of what we teach people about the church is how much to integrate the young adults into the life of the church. And it is because this is a special program that all four of my children have gone through. I watched my eldest son start at the age of 14, who's now 21. I saw him go through this four times. And him and I were just trying to contemplate whether scarcity is going to be a heaven reality or not in the new heavens and new earth's economics. From a creational biblical worldview, meaning we were talking earlier before we started recording about just, you know, how easy it is for pagan kids to be so sexualized. I feel like this program sets the bar so high and so well that young adults just leave and say, like, I love Jesus and it's his way or the highway.
Yeah.
And you can't shake me away from my faith. We do not help young adults become very smart. We try to help them to become biblically full of faith. And I've just seen it time and time again where kids go from being shakable to unshakable. And they might die rich. They might die poor. They might die married. They might die single. They're likely going to die married if they come to our program. But what they're not doing is they're not leaving our ministry being shaken by the dumbness and the rebellion of the world. And you have to use those two words because, again, that's the bait and switch. Satan wants people to think that people are just being dumb when in reality they're being rebellious. And then the moment you see them as being rebellious, you see how full of folly that is. What do you got, Jordan? You're young enough looking. You could have just graduated the program last year. What do you got, Michael? What do you got with that baby beautiful skin?
Thank you so much. You know what? I like hearing that, Michael. I've done youth ministry for a very long time as well. And in the past church I went to, always was so discouraged because any youth event, like major youth event that you would go to, you'd go do a youth retreat and it's all about games, or even when it gets to preaching, it's all about just getting these kids to have some emotional experience. Like I remember one year the guy got up there and he's like, "Oh, if you're not crying tomorrow, then you know what? Why are you here?" And it's just like, why are you just trying to play off of these kids' emotions and get them to have some emotional experience and then manipulate them into that? Whereas obviously the Christian life is not void of emotion, but we're not to be motivated by, or we're not to be controlled by our emotions. And so in now being at the Worldview Youth Academy for the last 2 years, it's just really great to see grounded, solid theological teaching, like good theology being taught to these kids, and they're actually listening, they're actually engaging. But then it is important that it is fun as well. And that was one of the reasons where any of our students, if they're listening, you know, we have the shirts, the Worldview Youth Academy shirts, where it looks very much like a camp shirt, because we also want kids to come and have fun and to be able to enjoy fellowship. And I mean, Nate, you and I have seen at our church, seeing some of these kids come to our church now, and yeah, because they have their friends at our church, and there's kids from Waterloo, there's kids from up north in Barrie who now come because of the friendships they've had. So it's not just sitting around and having, you know, it's great that kids can hear Dr. Joe Boot and, you know, Michael down in Tennessee and Nate up here as well. Like, you're going to get good teaching, but you're also going to have great fellowship. You're going to meet lifelong friends, maybe even find yourself a spouse, you know?
It's not a guarantee, but for an extra $150 in your registration,
we will work overtime.
That's right. Which I do anyways, yes, right? Yeah. You just see some like great guy and he's just looking across the way. It's like, dude, you have no idea how, do you? You've been working on purity your whole time. And then you have this beautiful young lady just saying, "I can't." It's like, let me just walk you both across the room and say hi.
That's right.
You know? Let's talk about the food really quick before we move on, because Jordan is a foodie, and we've recruited another Ezra staffer who is a foodie. So, folks, the food is excellent.
It's almost a requirement for employment at this point.
It has to
be.
Yeah. Because we cook to the glory of God. In fact,
amen.
We shot a podcast just a few minutes ago with Joe and Aaron. I just started on a really beautiful pot roast that's going to fall apart in about 8 hours. And I almost did our podcast with me cooking, because that's how much we love doing that to the glory of God. Healthy food fuels the mind.
I would actually say, just as on a sentimental note, some of my favorite memories of both of you guys has been cooking together. Jordan and I have smoked things together. Jordan and I have smoked food together on in hosting and hospitality. I know, I was just like, hold on a second. I think we got some listeners in Colorado. I should preface this.
You're playing with your pen too. So yeah, really ominous.
So Jordan and I have Jordan and his wife Melissa are very hospitable, and so we've done things together where smoking meat and cooking together, and some of my favorite times with the Cecile family is when they've opened their home and we've been eating good food together. Michael, I remember do you remember there was a undisclosed, I won't talk too much about the time or the setting, but when there was five renegade pastors who found themselves in a cabin up north during lockdowns. And I mean, you know, obviously all of us were living life fairly normally, but the idea of the five of us coming together, you and I cooking together, you know, and then obviously at Worldview, all three of us find ourselves in the kitchen. We enjoy the food because, you know, look, God ordained that we remember the death of his son by breaking bread and drinking wine together. And so obviously food has a central piece. We are awaiting the marriage supper of the Lamb. I mean, there is analogies. You don't understand how good God's law is until you've tasted the sweetness of honey on your lips, Scripture says. So all that to say, it's important.
And there's a cultural epidemic of fat, terrible people because they eat garbage all the time.
Yeah.
And honestly, people are shocked when they'd come to our camps and they said, this academy does not serve camp food.
We don't give hot dogs.
That is because we do not want to continue the trend that you have to eat garbage. Yeah. So I got you. You're all good.
Yeah. Shout out to Mark and Heidi, two of our very faithful supporters who come and volunteer their time. And the whole fight, laugh, feast thing could not be more true about worldview, because man,
it's probably truer at the Ezra Institute than it even is with
like
them.
Kings and queens. It's unbelievable.
And on that note, we are recruiting many families who want to come and help cook in the kitchen. So that's another way people can serve. And
totally,
you just have to be able to be good.
Okay, so Worldview Youth Academy is a well-known commodity. And if you have teenagers, or you have nieces and nephews, or you have grandkids in the age range 14 to 18, they ought to be there. But we are also getting back on track with our Cultural Leadership Academy. We have many young adults in the 20s who are asking the question, what happened to the Runner Academy? Where do the young adults go to get this level of training and fellowship and interaction with some of the world's best teachers? And I'm not saying that about Mike and I. We just make the cut because we come cheap. But we're talking about Dr. Andrew Sandlin and Dr. Joe Boot and Dr. James White and Dr. David Haskell, is some just phenomenal teachers. And so Cultural Leadership Academy, it's back on. We are running one this year. And so if you are a young adult who have been waiting for this, the Cultural Leadership Academy is going to be in Leakey, Texas. It's actually at the Headwaters facility, which is just an absolutely beautiful facility. I haven't been there. I saw a lot of pictures that I had to cultivate self-control to not grow in envy when Michael and Joe spent some time there last year, and the program suffered from not having me speaking, and I suffered from not being there to enjoy that wonderful facility. But it's beautiful. And if you are a young adult, that's going to be running September 17th to the 20th. Michael, I can tell you're just chomping at the bit. You want to talk about Cultural Leadership Academy.
Well, so first of all, this is a resort.
Yes.
This is one of the coolest places you'll ever go on earth. I've been to the Wall of China. I've been to Europe. I've lived in Africa. The Headwaters campsite is a resort site out in the middle of nowhere, San Antonio area, Leakey, Texas. So it's gorgeous. It's exciting. It's wonderful. We've designed it to be a weekend. So Nate and Jordan, you guys would both know that one of the issues for if you're 21 to 35 is taking a full week off of work is a hard thing to do. So we've just designed that you fly out Wednesday night, get in on Thursday. So you take Thursday and Friday off of work and spend the weekend with us, and you're home at the end of Sunday night. And it's just going to be a great time in a beautiful, beautiful setting. I cannot overemphasize that. And I'm excited because, like you said, Nate, this should fill up before our Worldview Youth Academies this year. We only have like 60 spots. This should fill up with all of our mentors from the last number of years, and then all of our alumni from the Runner Academy and their wives and their husbands. Yeah. And it should just be full of some of our most beloved friends that we want to pour more time into.
Absolutely.
And I say that with a bit of a warning, because Joe and I are back from TPUSA and we handed out flyers for this at TPUSA, and a lot of them went. So I'm excited about this. I think some of our closest friends are going to be here. I think we're going to be able to recruit more ambassadors out of this, send people back into the local areas with real ideas about how to execute stuff. I'm over the moon on this because we're emphasizing this is for our alumni. This is for friends. This is a weekend. It's a reunion.
And what I would say is, you know, where the Worldview Youth Academy is very much training young hearts and minds in thinking Christianly, the Cultural Leadership Academy, because it's a weekend, it's going to be like drinking out of a fire hose. It's going to be very, very content heavy, which is good. Like, we want to get the most out of the time that we spend together. But also, we carve out time there for very meaningful, in-depth conversations where people can explore these things and how they relate to their particular vocational path, their particular sphere of influence. Definitely, if you are a young adult and you've been waiting for the Evan Runner Academy to come back, it's coming in the form of the Cultural Leadership Academy. Whether you are in the UK, whether you are in Canada, or whether you are in the States, we're running this out of Texas because this facility is absolutely worth getting to. So you can go to our website, look under the tab Cultural Leadership Academy, and you can sign up and you can register there. And we are pumped for that.
Yeah, we've kept the price as low as possible so that you can get your flights in, you can carpool with your friends in a rental car. You're going to spend a day in San Antonio. This is a really fun one. And Jordan, and I know that I've made it so exciting. I can see it in your eyes that you're sitting here going, will I be invited? And so everybody, from Michael Thiessen, the CEO of US Ministries, to Jordan Cecile, our director of content, I would like to extend to you the invitation to come and work in the kitchen at the Cultural Leadership Academy.
I'll do it.
And we would love to have you.
I'll do it.
There you go.
Michael Thiessen.
It has already been noted that the rest of us are going to be there. So you better be there.
I will come. You know what? I'll figure out a way to get my pizza oven on an airplane. I'll bring that down with me.
You don't even need it. The industrial kitchen is so glorious.
Wonderful.
We did 40 pizzas there last year in like 4 convection ovens.
Ooh.
All at the same time.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Sweet. All right. At the risk of talking about pizza over the lunch hour,
yeah,
I'm going to move this conversation along a little bit. But we are very excited about that. The last thing that I kind of want to talk about in terms of 2026, though it's something that launched in 2025 and we're really excited about it, I'm going to give Jordan an opportunity to just talk about Ezra Media a little bit. What's on there? I think we've often talked about it as a back catalog of conferences and lectures, and there is so much stuff there: debates, conferences, exclusive content that we've never released before. But on top of that, we are constantly doing conferences. We are constantly doing, you know, colloquiums. We are constantly doing content that's continuing to go there. So talk a little bit about Ezra Media and what people get for signing up for Ezra Media.
Yeah, so Ezra Media has actually been great so far. For listeners, if you aren't aware, it is our resource where we have brought together all of the digital resources produced by Ezra over the last 20 years. And like Nate said, there's conferences, lectures, debates. More recent conferences, like the big ones like ReformCon is on there, or Ezra East conference is on there. And then as Joe and the guys are speaking, we're adding more things. And really we're just honestly so far scratching the surface because we have so much stuff. And just admittedly, we could have done better with just organizing the content that we had in our back catalog. So there's just so much stuff that, I mean, you can go through and search by resource types and do filtering and stuff like that, but we're wanting to make it more accessible. So that's something that we're actively working on, is just bringing to light some of these resources. And we have stuff that we've recorded that just has never actually been released. And so some big things, I think Willem Owenwell, there was a lecture series that we produced with him a few years ago that just never was actually finished. So we're working to bring that. But then also something that we've been excited about and many people have been asking about and signing up for is just the additional weekly content in our post show, which is what we do typically after we record an episode. We'll go there, and for those who aren't familiar, it's often an opportunity just for us to have a little bit of fun and a little bit lighter often. But then it's also a place for us to answer questions. So for people who are Premium Plus subscribers, they get the opportunity to join the live recording when we're doing that, and then also be able to ask questions. So often we're answering listener questions as we're in the post show, or it's a time for Joe often who gets cut off because of time constraints in the main show, and he just finishes his thought or expands on a thought over there. So you're getting often, I mean, always really great content. But sometimes you really do get, it was a few weeks ago, the episode we recorded, and Joe just actually provided just amazing insights, and it was an expansion on the conversation that you guys had in the episode. So we're always wanting to just provide value there. We're very thankful. We have a lot of people who have subscribed already at both Premium and Premium Plus. We have people tuning in weekly for our recordings. We have other things that we're wanting to kickstart as well. So Ezra Media, if you're not a subscriber already, it's a great way to not only just support the ministry. Again, obviously we're a donor funded ministry, so your donations are always helpful, but specifically with Ezra Media, we're able to take those donations and reinvest it back into more content. So there's more things that we're wanting to do, but it's just helpful when we have dedicated resources to being able to do that, and also just improve the infrastructure, because we're very thankful with how things are running. But I'm a fairly forward-thinking tech person and would love to be able to improve what we're providing short-term and long-term. So yeah, all the support we get helps us do those things. So very excited about where things are and where they're going with Ezra Media.
Awesome.
Jordan, in the world of technology, Jordan would be like a progressive Democrat in living in a world of like Republican trailer trash. When it comes to like where the Ezra Institute has been. So Jordan, we're so thankful for you. It looks like Netflix, right? Like again,
it's very
how
familiar.
Many videos are up there? Give me an estimate. How many videos, lectures are there? Like
probably about 4,000, something like that.
4,000,
I think.
People, 4,000. That's a good number. If you sign up to be an ambassador, you get Ezra Media Premium Plus for free. Yep. So kill two birds with one stone.
Yep.
And I know that was an insult about you being a progressive Democrat, but I just think that, like,
I mean,
I think that's how you feel all the time.
Park person,
you're so kind of like
a win there as well, Michael. So,
all righty. Well, speaking of Ezra Media, we are going to end our discussion there, but we are going to jump into the post show. So for those of you who are Ezra Media subscribers, you'll be able to jump in with us. You know, with all the things that we have tried to help you think through this year, and with all the things that we have on our table in 2026, and all the ways that we hope that you, whoever is listening, can partner with us and help bring all things under the feet of Christ in victory. We're excited, and we hope that this episode sounded less like an infomercial and more like three excited guys who believe in the mission that God's put in front of us and want you to join us in it. So until next time, from him and through him and to him are all things. To Christ be the glory forever. Amen. We'll see you next week.